Good morning, church. Good to see everybody this morning. Rick and my girls are traveling back from Pennsylvania today, so keep them in your prayers as they travel. And we'll look forward to him being back with us maybe this evening. So do you remember the movies Mission Impossible? No? Some of you guys weren't born when they were made. Hush up down here, front row. They made some here recently. Anyhow, so actually, the movie series Mission Impossible was a television series back from 1966. But they made the first movie back in 1996, I think it was. And Tom Cruise was Ethan Hunt was his character's name. And I think they just made the eighth one here. Maybe it's going to come out this year or it already came out. But the whole, I guess, preface of what those movies are all about is Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise, he gets sent on these missions. And they're not easy tasks. They're challenging. He faces adversity and he faces enemies, and he has to rescue his team, and these crazy stunts that he had to do in all these movies, and he finds himself in these impossible situations that how's he going to get out of this? And he jumps off a cliff, and the parachute opens up, and he flies across, the airplane gets him. You know, those crazy things like that. Not normal things. He finds himself in impossible situations, hence the title Mission Impossible, right? Well, what Gunnar just read to us from Exodus, they found themselves in an impossible situation, didn't they? They found themselves in a situation where, what are they going to do? They came to a part, they were being chased down and they had no place to go. So if you would, if you aren't already there, turn to Exodus the 14th chapter. I want to back up to verse 1. Exodus 14. And we'll start in verse 1. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp in front of Pihahiroth between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal Zephon. You shall enter and encamp facing it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say to the people of Israel, they are wandering in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Verse 5, when the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed toward the people, and they said, what is this we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot, and he took his army with him. He took 600 chosen chariots, and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers, officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel while the people of Israel were going out defiantly." So here we have a situation where Moses is leading over 2 million people, probably. And Pharaoh didn't just send one or two soldiers out to find them. Did you catch what it said in verse 7? He took 600 chosen chariots. They were coming for him. They were coming. And they were bringing an army to go get them. And so here's Moses. He's leading these people and he runs up against this impossible situation. Jump down to verse 13. Exodus 14, verse 13 says, "And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you will have only to be silent." They had God on their side. And Moses knew that, didn't he? But the people, they weren't feeling it. Do you remember what Gunnar read to us? Verse 11, they said, they said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why did you bring us out here in the desert to die? We could have died peacefully in Egypt. There were plenty of graves in Egypt." They were upset, weren't they? They said, "Moses, what did you do? You led us out here to die. We could have stayed in Egypt and died. It would have been a lot better." They were mad at Moses, weren't they? But yet Moses was, I guess we could say, calm, cool, and collected. I don't know if I would have been in that situation. But Moses had it under control. Why was Moses not worried? Because he had God. And he knew God was going to take care of them. You ever find yourself in an impossible situation? You ever find ourselves in a place of we don't know what to do next or where to go next or how to do it? I'm sure we have. Maybe there's a place where we feel like we're alone. But God's always with us. And just like God promised to lead them out, He promises us that same thing, that He will be our guide and our protector. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God says, "So do not fear. I am with you." Sometimes, reality is, that's a lot easier to read than it is to understand it, isn't it? Because sometimes we're going to find ourselves in an impossible situation. We're going to be scared. We're not going to know how we're going to get out of this situation. We're not going to know what's going to come next. We're not going to know what to do or where to go. But God says, "Don't fear. I'm here with you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to take care of you." But we have to trust Him. We have to believe that what He tells us is truth. We have to believe that when He tells us He's going to take care of us, that He's going to take care of us. Moses believed when God gave him these instructions that He was going to give them the way out. Moses believed that. I don't know that all 2 million plus people believe that, but Moses believed that. And he did it. See, Moses faced the challenge with the Israelites trapped between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. They've come to that spot where they couldn't go any further. They were literally at the dead end. There's the Red Sea. Now where are we going to go? What do we do now? Might as well walk to the edge of the cliff. What do we do? You ever walk to the edge of your Red Sea and look at it and go, "Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get across this? I'm in this situation and I don't know what to do." I'd venture to say we've all been there at one time or another. The only thing that they could do at this moment was trust that God would deliver them. So even when we face those circumstances that we feel are just impossible, no matter what, God's going to be with us if we allow Him and if we ask Him. As a matter of fact, if we're doing His will, if we're serving Him like we should serve Him, we may find ourselves in a very uncomfortable situation. He may send us in a place that we don't feel comfortable in. But if we continue to love Him and believe in Him, He'll rescue us from that situation. And He'll guide us through that. I want to read, starting at verse 15. Exodus 14 and verse 15. It says, "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go onto dry ground through the midst of the sea.'" Now just hang on there a second. Think about this for a minute. Put yourself in this position. Now the Red Sea wasn't like a little creek, right? Red Sea was big. Now you mean to tell me, Moses, that we're going to walk across this thing? And that you're going to open up this sea so we can walk across the dry ground? Sounds kind of, somebody just said it, right? Sounds crazy. You talk about an impossible mission, sounds like an impossible mission. No way, how's this going to work? Verse 17. "And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud in darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all night. You see, God took this impossible situation and He used it for His glory. Did you catch what it said in verse 18? "Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord." There was a purpose for this. There was a reason this happened. They found themselves in an impossible situation, but God delivered them as He said He would. Verse 21 says, "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the dry land, and the waters were divided. And the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground, the waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left." Now imagine that. Wait a minute. I'm walking through that? Huh? They're already mad at Moses. They wish they'd have left him in Egypt so they could have just died. And now you're going to tell me we're going to walk between this big wall of water. Okay. They had no choice. Pharaoh was coming. God took care of them. God took care of him at the exact correct moment. He told Moses to stretch out his hand, touch the rod down, and watch what happens. And if I'm Moses, I might be a little nervous about this. But he did it. Does God ever say to you, "Just follow me. Just follow me. I'm going to take care of you"? And do you ever say to God, "Oh boy, God, I don't know about this. I mean, I hear you, but I don't know what you're telling me. I don't get it. It makes me nervous. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me scared. Sure, we've said that to God. But what's God say back to us? He says, I got you. He says, I'll take care of you. Just follow me. You see, God is always working, even behind the scenes, isn't he? We walk up and fish our own Red Sea. What do? We ask God to help us. And he provides that way. God made a promise of deliverance to them. God promised them that he was going to take care of them. Look at verse 29. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea, the waters being a wall to them on the right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. So God did exactly what he promised he was going to do. But Moses and the Israelites had to have faith that he was going to do it. Now, I'll grant you, it would be impressive to see that Red Sea part. But that's not normal. That wasn't an everyday thing, was it? That was something new they hadn't seen before. And now I've got to trust that I'm going to walk through this thing and it's going to be okay. Whew. Deep breath and here we go. God promised to deliver them, and he did. And God makes that same promise to us. He promises us that he's going to deliver us if we allow him. It's not going to be easy. We may be running from Pharaoh's army in all those chariots. We may not understand how in the world God's going to get us out of this situation, or how he's going to deliver us from whatever is at hand. You see, Satan is very, very smart. Satan knows the triggers to pull. Satan knows how to work on us. And he will absolutely put us in those impossible situations, Satan will. And he'll do everything he can to tell us, God doesn't love you. God doesn't care about you. That's not true. You see, the Lord created us in his own image. He loves his creation. And he made that promise of deliverance. And that promise today he still keeps. That movie, Mission Impossible. Ethan Hunt, he faced some interesting situations in those movies that no human could probably complete on their own. He always had something to help him. A plane would show up all of a sudden, or a truck would show up all of a sudden, or something would come out of nowhere to save him. You know what? Moses faced the situation that was humanly impossible to conquer on his own. The team, the Mission Impossible team, you see, they depend on trust and unity for them to survive and to complete these missions. They had to rely on each other to help them. The Israelites, they had to rely and trust in Moses, first of all. They had to trust that that Moses was leading them to safety. Think about if you were part of that group and you're being led towards the Red Sea. I can't swim. I can't go across that thing. What am I going to do now? Moses, you're taking us right into the water. Remember, they were mad at him. They said, Moses, why did you take us out of Egypt? We'd have rather stayed there and died. Now you're going to bring us out here to die. They had to trust Moses. But more importantly than trusting Moses, they had to trust God. They had to trust God. And I'd like to stand up here this morning and tell you that it's easy for me to trust God all the time. Sometimes it's hard. I imagine for them it was pretty hard. But they did it. A lot of times in those movies, Mission Impossible, he would risk his life for the mission. He would risk his life to save others. Moses stood there between God's people and Pharaoh's army. He stood right between them. In that movie, Mission Impossible, those missions that he was on seemed hopeless. But in the end, they had perseverance. And their purpose brought success. They would, ironically, always get what they were out to get. How about that? The situation that Moses faced, and the Israelites faced, seemed hopeless. But in the end, through their faith and their obedience, they came out victorious. See, when we find ourselves in those mission impossible situations, our faith and our love and our obedience to God will get us out of those situations. He will stand between us and Satan. He'll part the Red Sea for us. He'll make sure we get over safely to the other side. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants us to be with him in heaven for eternity. Is life easy? No. Is it always fun? No. Do we find ourselves in those impossible situations? We sure do. But just like those movies, Mission Impossible, if we trust God and we have obedience in Him, He'll deliver us. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning recognizing the fact that we are your people and your children. And Father, that you have promised us, just like you promised Moses and the Israelites, that you will deliver us. And Father, we ask for strength when we're weak. We ask for courage when we're afraid. Father, we ask for your presence when we feel like we're alone. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us the Bible that we can read from it, study from it, Father. Father, may you guide us through your word. May you have us hear what you want us to hear. Father, may we have the faith and the love and the dedication that Moses had to you. And Father, may we show it to all those that are around us. We love you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So the story of the Red Sea and crossing the Red Sea, we can relate. That was real life for them. They were trying to escape. We're trying to escape the grasp of Satan. We're trying to escape the challenges of our world today and our society today. But with God's sovereignty and power, and if we allow him to, he'll intervene in our lives. And our faith and our obedience are essential pieces to our spiritual journey. The comfort that God gives us with his presence, that comfort is like no other. And the promise of victory promised us that if we were obedient to him, that we did the things that he asked us to do, we tried to live our lives in the way that honored him and glorified him, he promised us that in the end, he'll take care of us and he'll bring us home. But that's a choice we have to make. And if you're here this morning, and you've not made that choice, you've not made that commitment to Jesus Christ, and you've not given your life to him, that deliverance that God gave Moses and the Israelites, you don't have that promise if we're not his children. You have an opportunity this morning to make that choice. And it is 100% our choice. If you're here this morning and you are a child of his, but you're struggling with some things, you're wrestling with some things in life, Satan's got a hold of you, and you feel like your relationship with God isn't what it needs to be, there's an opportunity this morning to allow the church family to pray for you and pray with you, to be a comfort and to be an encouragement. God loves us. He'll absolutely deliver us. But we have to choose him. If there's anything we can do for you this morning, come now and we stand as we sing.